This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Philippine Defense Secretary says at least 17 people have been killed, 40 rescued in a crash of a Philippine Air Force C-130 aircraft carrying troops in a southern province. The Defense Secretary says rescue efforts are ongoing. He says the aircraft had 92 people on board, including 3 pilots and 5 crew. The rest were Army personnel. Government forces have been battling for a decade militants in the predominantly Muslim province of Sulu, where the plane crashed Sunday. It is not immediately clear what caused the crash. The military says at least 40 people were pulled from the burning wreckage and were brought to a hospital, and troops are trying to save the rest. Tropical Storm Elsa is battering the southern coast of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, downing trees and blowing off roofs as it speeds through the Caribbean, killing at least 3 people. Storm was centered about 175 miles east-southeast of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and was swirling west-northwest at 17 miles per hour. It had maximum sustained winds of 65 miles per hour as the tropical storm, which had been a Category 1 hurricane earlier Saturday, weakened in its approach to Cuba. The storm was forecast to hit Cuba next on a path that would take it to Florida. Businesses around the world rushed Saturday to contain a ransomware attack that paralyzed their computer networks. It's a situation complicated in the U.S. by offices lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend. It's not yet known how many organizations have been hit by demands that they pay a ransom in order to get their systems working again, but some cybersecurity researchers predict it could be one of the broadest ransomware attacks on record, even after a scourge of headline-grabbing attacks over recent months. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The two-decade war in Afghanistan has given U.S. spies a perch for keeping tabs on terrorist groups that might once again use the beleaguered nation to plan attacks against the U.S. homeland. But that will end soon. The withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan is leaving intelligence agencies scrambling for other ways to monitor and stop terrorists. They'll have to depend more on technology and their allies in Afghan government, even as it faces an increasingly uncertain future once U.S. and NATO forces depart. One lawmaker suggests American forces may not be blind, but will be legally blind. A forensic team arrived Saturday in a Canadian town destroyed by wildfire to confirm reports that 2 people were killed during the blazes, which forced residents to abandon their homes with just a few minutes' notice several days ago. The coroner's service in British Columbia said they will enter the devastated village located 95 miles northeast of Vancouver, only if it's deemed safe. Roughly 1,000 residents fled their homes Wednesday evening after suffering the previous day under a record high of 121 degrees Fahrenheit. At least 43 migrants drowned off the coast of Tunisia Saturday. 84 others were rescued after the boat capsized overnight, according to the Tunisian Red Crescent. Mangi Slim, head of the organization, told the Associated Press that the boat, which was carrying 127 migrants, left Libya's coastal city of Zawara on Friday to cross the Mediterranean Sea toward Italy. He said 46 Sudanese, 16 Eritreans, and 12 Bengalis were among the migrants. The Defense Ministry spokesperson said 84 migrants were rescued by fishermen. They declined to confirm the drowning of the other migrants. Libya is a frequent departure point for migrants making the dangerous Mediterranean Sea crossing. Several shipwrecks from smugglers' boats carrying migrants have occurred in recent weeks, as attempts to reach Europe become more frequent amid warmer summer weather. And again, businesses around the world have been rushing to contain a ransomware attack that paralyzed their computer networks. It's been complicated in the U.S. by offices lightly staffed at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend, and it's still not known how many organizations have been hit by demands that they pay a ransom to get their systems working again. Cybersecurity researchers are saying that one of the broadest ransomware attacks on record, even after headlines have been grabbing about attacks in recent months. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.